Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. If you thought it was sunny and hot today, you're going to be excited for the rest of this week. Tomorrow as well, sunny and hot, high of 92 tomorrow. Tonight, the low will only get down to 80 degrees. So the AC at home is going to be doing a lot of work this week. Fan Hotline is where we find Brian Batko. He covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Brian, a little staycation for you, I noticed, this week, and you were celebrating with a little Busch Light, my friend. What went behind that decision, and you're just hanging out doing some yard work all week?
Yeah, I got to get ahead of it, Donnie. I mean, it's the in-between time, you know, from mini camp to training camp, and then we've got the beach annual vacation in a couple weeks, so this is really the time to make some hay. And you know, a lot of people are responding to my tweet with, oh, here's my number one advice for you. Buy better beer. I mean, you're preaching to the choir. I'm mostly an IPA craft beer guy. But, I mean, if you're going to be outdoors and you're mowing the lawn and you're trimming hedges, I feel like that's basically what Busch Light was made for. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I think it is a good fitting one. And I'm just looking through your replies now. I mean, you're going to get those people no matter what. You could have, like, the universally decided, like, best drink of all time, and people will say to drink something else. But, man, there really is. There's like eight replies. There are eight replies, and six or seven people have told you to get better beer.
Well, last time I even tweeted about beer, it was, like, a couple, local breweries and IPAs. So, I mean, they don't know my game, and I'm not worried about that.
Very diverse game, it sounds like, Brian.
There's a time and place for everything, much like music with alcoholic beverages, I think, Donnie. So, really all beverages. But, yeah, I mean, yard work, outside, on the beach, you know, when you're going more for comfort than style, I think that's where the light ones come out.
Brian, there was some sad Steelers news, at least like adjacent Steelers news over the weekend. The FedEx founder, Fred Smith, the father of Arthur Smith, passed away at 80 years old. Now, you did write something recently about Arthur, his journey through the NFL, and sort of how he and his dad have such a strong passion for football, correct?
Yeah, I wrote that when he got hired, about a year ago now. So, I mean, it was really, one of those deals where you kind of know that interesting factoid about Arthur Smith going into it. But then, obviously, once he became the Steelers offensive coordinator, I wanted to, dive a little bit deeper into that. And I didn't talk to his dad for that piece, but I talked to his older brother, who actually does work for FedEx. And they were kind of like, the two roads diverging, one guy going into the family company business, where I'm sure, there's always a place for you. And the other one wanting to strike out on his own and follow his own passion for football. And his dad was a huge football guy as well. I mean, he was a minority owner of the Commanders at one time, and it was FedEx Field, and Arthur got his start there coaching, but he kind of wanted to get out of that shadow. So then he was grinding away at the college ranks for a little bit and then on to the Titans, and you know, the rest is history with the Falcons and the Steelers.
How do you anticipate, even in just the short time that you've now seen Aaron Rodgers in a Steelers practice jersey, how do you anticipate the working relationship between Rodgers and Smith?
I've said this before. I mean, those two guys, at least personality-wise, seem pretty similar to me, and maybe that's not the case philosophically with the X's and O's, but I almost think that that's less difficult to overcome, if you know what I mean, because there's two people who, you know, they both understand scheme, even if they have maybe different preferences within it. And Arthur Smith, I think, would tell you he prides himself on being adaptable. So, you know, I think if the two guys as people get along, you know, that's almost easier or better and will allow for that better rapport and working relationship when it comes to the X's and O's side of things.
There was the controversy last season around that first matchup against Cincinnati that had that saw Russell Wilson put together one of the best single game QB performances we've seen here in quite some time. But it was after that, a few weeks after that, where we found out that the QB and OC were not on the same page. So that's kind of where I'm interested in seeing how this goes, because the, you know, just the Bears is, well, he's not going to put up with that crap.
Yeah, I don't think that the Steelers coaching staff had a ton of, you know, trust or faith or confidence in Russ by the end. I can't tell you exactly why that broke down the way that it did, but, you know, that was just the vibe I got, that there was a lot of friction and tension from what I'd heard. And, you know, that game specifically, he did play great. I'm sure it was also game planned really well, and that's probably what the coaches would tell you. So, you know, we know that Russ's whole reputation over the course of his career from Seattle to Denver, and I guess it carried over to Pittsburgh, was the whole, like, hey, let's let Russ cook. You know, he's improvisational. He can ad lib, and, you know, you've got to have a certain you know, conviction in you from the guys calling the shots for that to go smoothly. And I just don't think it did by the end. And with Rodgers, I mean, you know, he's even more known for being surgical and dicing up defenses from the pocket and recognizing things pre-snap and giving a little head nod or, you know, a little hand wave to his receivers to make that happen. So I think that won't really be too much of an issue. But, yeah, I mean, this is another year where Arthur Smith has to completely learn a new quarterback. But as he pointed out, you know, in Atlanta, there was a year where he had Matt Ryan, then there was a year where he had Marcus Mariota, Taylor Heineke, Desmond Ridder. So he has worked with all different types, experience, levels, mobility, that sort of thing.
Something else when it comes to Arthur Smith is that a lot of people love bringing up the point that usually his offense only favors one receiver. And as of right now, that appears to be the case again. It was that way with George Pickens last season. You got a little bit of Calvin Austin, to give him some credit, but it was mostly George Pickens, and this year it'll mostly be DK Metcalf, unless, Brian, there is more movement on them bringing in another playmaker.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the big question that continues to follow this offense from now until training camp, because while I think swapping Pickens for Metcalf is an upgrade, you know, the rest of the group behind them is still one where there are some major questions. So, as far as, you know, the diversity of the passing game, I know that is a common knock on Arthur Smith, but it's probably fair to push back on that a little bit. I mean, the 2020 Titans, Donnie, you know, A.J. Brown went over 1,000 yards, and Corey Davis was at 984, excuse me. So, I mean, when he has two guys that are capable, I don't think he's opposed to throwing the ball and having a 1A and a 1B. But, you know, right now on the Steelers roster, unless there's a real breakout from Roman Wilson or Calvin Austin, or if, you know, Omar Khan does make another move, I just don't know that there's another 1,000-yard or even 900 or 800-yard guy on the roster.
Somebody else, and this has been consistent with really whoever we have brought this up to, whether it be one of your colleagues at the PG, like Ray Fittipaldo, somebody from another outlet, our very own Jeff Hathorn. It's only been football and shorts so far, but everybody seems to be very high on Caleb Johnson to this point.
Yeah, well, I was high on the draft pick. I don't think I really saw anything that was, like, eye-catching to me in this short span. I think for a running back, you know, you more so get your time to shine come Latrobe. I can think back to 2022, Jalen Warren, when they would have those live inside run drills out at St. Vincent College. I mean, you saw it right away. He popped, he flashed. There was actually another undrafted free agent running back in that draft class who I think maybe relatively had a little bit more hype, and it was Mateo Durant. I mean, Warren wiped the floor with him, relatively speaking, right from the jump. He was a bowling ball. He was, you know, crashing off of defenders and keeping his contact balance. So that's where I'll really start to evaluate Caleb Johnson a little bit more. But yeah, obviously he looks the part, and we can all see what he did at Iowa and be encouraged by the fit.
How do you expect that dynamic to work in the backfield, and how do you kind of foresee it changing as the season goes on?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one to call. I mean, I think, you know, you could certainly look at it as, okay, it's going to be similar to the Najee Harris, Jalen Warren timeshare, except, you know, Warren probably bumps up to being, you know, the de facto number one guy, but it's still an equation where you can probably ride the hot hand if you're Mike Tomlin. If you feel like it's more efficient to sort of split the work 60-40 with the vet to the rookie, or even 50-50 or closer to that, that's great. Keeps them both fresh and fresh legs. But if one guy is really rolling and Caleb Johnson's ripping off 10, 12, 15, 20-yard gains, then, yeah, you might as well stick with him. Because I also think, you know, one of the things he was known for positively at Iowa was getting stronger as the game wore on and wearing down a defense. I know Najee prided himself on that, but I think, you know, one club that was missing from his bag, as we all know, was that real game-changing ability to break a long one and, you know, take advantage of that defense being worn down. So I'm not going to anoint Caleb Johnson as being better than Najee Harris right out of the gate, but I can see why some people think there's a lot more upside there.
Is Pat Freiermuth somebody that could really benefit from the entrance of Aaron Rodgers, opposed to the other quarterbacks that he's played with? It was late stage Ben, and it's been, this will be the fifth different quarterback that Freiermuth has played with.
Yeah, I think so. And the big reason for that is, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is going to be willing to sling the ball in there over the middle more than Russell Wilson was, you know, I think that's certainly helpful. And, you know, Freiermuth didn't get a ton of those opportunities a season ago. You know, one was at the end of the first half in that Chargers game, perfectly thrown ball by Fields, and he couldn't pull it in. I know he was kicking himself about that, but I only bring that up to say there are going to be more opportunities like that, I think, for a generally sure-handed Pat Freiermuth, to say the least. So we know Arthur Smith loves getting the ball to the tight ends, and, you know, right now, you know, there's not really another tight end, I think, as a pure route runner or pass catcher who has the size as well that threatens defenses. We'll see if Darnell Washington can turn into that. We'll see if Connor Hayward finds any more consistency. But, yeah, I think this is a good thing for Pat for sure.
By the way, shameless plug, feel free, Brian and anybody else listening, to check out our latest episode of Breaking Bread, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. I got to sit down with Pat Freiermuth for about 45 minutes. That is available in full on our 93.7 The Fan YouTube page, the same place where you may find our live stream every single day and flood those comments. Brian Batko with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. How important, or where does Broderick Jones rank on the Steelers offense in terms of important players? I feel like he is very, very close to the top spot, certainly not the top spot, but I feel as if he falls into like the top 3 to 5 most important player in the offense entering 2025.
Yeah, I was going to say top 3, Donnie, for a couple of reasons. You know, number one, obviously protecting the 41-year-old's blind side goes without saying that that is a major task. Number two, we haven't seen it from him because he hasn't really gotten the opportunity to play his more natural position of left tackle, and you know the lane creates itself now with Dan Moore gone. However, he's coming off of a disappointing season for himself, Broderick Jones is. And number three, And here's the big one is there's not much depth behind him. You know, Calvin Anderson has been there, done that in the NFL, but, you know, he didn't look great last year in the albeit limited sample size and kind of a journeyman for a reason. And Dylan Cook has never played. He's just been kind of a project for them. And those are your top two options to be the swing tackle. So if Jones does falter, let alone if Troy Faltanu does as well or instead, you know, there's really no other good plan B there. So, you know, a lot invested in Broderick from a draft capital standpoint, and a lot is tied up in him right now, unless or until the Steelers do bring in another veteran to compete for that swing tackle role.
It seems like Spencer Anderson is sort of that guy, Brian, that due to his ability to play everywhere, they will just kind of throw into a spot if they need him to.
Yeah, I like Spencer Anderson a lot, and I know Mike Tomlin has compared him to Kelvin Beachum, but I don't know that he'd be able to step in there at left tackle. I haven't seen that yet. I think he did it in college. I think he played all five spots for at least a little bit at Maryland, but, you know, I do remember him saying last year that more comfortable on the right side, and, you know, obviously he's played almost entirely on the interior, so I think he's clearly the swing guard, but, you know, I wonder if tackle is a little bit out of his depth, and, you know, I think you do need another body there for sure.
Is Derek Harmon going to start day one?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, the D-line coach, Carl Dunbar, didn't try to do the whole faux, you know, you've got to earn your stripes roof type of thing. I mean, he's like, no, he's a starter. You can run with that. And, you know, I thought it was interesting. I asked Keanu Benton about that on one of the last days in the locker room because, you know, he was in those shoes a couple years ago, not as a first-round pick, but he was a rookie on the D-line with some high expectations. And he was like, no, that's a good thing because Harmon came in mature, sort of wise beyond his years, right mentality. And the more reps you get now with those guys and, you know, once you get into the preseason, if you do face an offensive starters a little bit at that game speed, that'll only help you come week one when it is time to hit the ground running.
Do you expect Patrick Queen in his second year in the defense to jump up from where he was for most of 2024?
Yeah, and I'll do my own shameless plug now. I wrote about Queen in the Post-Gazette Sunday edition, which is, of course, online at post-gazette.com as well. He just was really candid with me, Donnie, you know, talking to him one-on-one one of the days after practice this month that I wasn't really sure what he was going to say because – you know, I can even hear it in the tone of your voice there that, like, it's not like he was bad. I mean, he led the team in tackles, and, you know, he had some really big moments like that first Ravens game and the Commanders game. It seemed like he was everywhere, sideline to sideline, being the guy that they paid him to be. Like, he was an all-pro last year in Baltimore. And then there were days where he just, you know, it seemed like he was chasing after guys and he wasn't in the right spot. And he told me, he was like, yeah, I was aggravated all offseason because it wasn't up to my standards. It wasn't a good enough year. And I give him credit for that because I think a lot of times players would have the instinct of defending themselves and basically being like, no, didn't you see this stat and that stat and this stat and that stat? And he said he could have had six interceptions when he went back and watched the film. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but I know there were a couple that I remember. So yeah, he expects more out of himself and we'll see if we get it in 2025, but at least, you know, his head's in the right place.
The looming storyline for the Steelers heading into training camp is the TJ Watt contract situation. Is there is there a date that you think there's a shot it could happen, or do you think it could be like last time where it really gets taken up to that final hour seemingly before kickoff of week one?
I mean, I'd be throwing a dart to predict a date, but I mean, I think if you use right now, June 23rd, man, I'm losing track of this month. That's not good. If you use that as the start point and, you know, week one as the end point, I probably think it's going to be closer to the latter just because that's what it was last time. And it does seem like they aren't, you know, particularly close. And there are a lot of layers to the discussion, but because I ultimately still predict that it's going to get done, I guess it wouldn't shock me whenever it does happen.
Brian Batko covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Brian, are you in the Shaler Hall of Fame yet?
Yet. I mean, I don't think it's a question of yet. I think it's very much a question of if I ever get inducted into that. My athletics career was nothing to write home about.
but your career in media has been outstanding, Brian. Put you in.
Sports media, sure. So that would potentially be the backdoor route for myself there.
Do you think intern Dom has a future induction?
Oh, I was just going to ask if he could campaign maybe on my behalf, since he's a little more recent. He's a little bit closer to the situation in the school and the township, with me being almost 34 now. But, you know, fun fact, Donnie, you're the only person in the studio or part of this segment right now who is not a 93.7 The Fan intern, right?
That is correct. I didn't realize you were an intern here, Brian.
Oh, yeah. I think it was the summer of 2011 or 2012. I can't remember exactly. But, I was in there on the board grinding away, prod B, putting together the hot lunch. Good times.
Oh, Brian, very proud of your work, and I will very much vouch for you to be put into the Shaler Hall of Fame. If it could be the class of 2025, everybody would be honored to be part of that with you. Thank you, Brian.
Maybe we can just start with the Fan Intern Hall of Fame. Let's start there.
That's a good call. Maybe I'll pitch that to Craig. That sounds like a very good content idea.
A segment topic. Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm here for. That's what I generate.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, no problem. See you guys.
There we go. Brian Batko from the PG, a potential Hall of Famer from Shaler High School. I may be with one right now with Dom DiTomaso. We have a Dom debrief coming up at 4:30. Coming up next, there was something that happened over the weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Donnie in for the guys. It is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Pony in Myrtle Beach. Malzi should be back tomorrow from Florida. Dom DiTomaso behind the glass with me. We have intern Jack as well. He will introduce himself to the masses next hour before we are done. He was in for his first week last week, but I don't think he had any, or I know for a fact they confirmed it earlier, he did not have any on-air contribution. I know that Pony mentioned him. He put together some sort of list for Pony last week, so Pony gave Jack a shout. So we'll get a little bit of Jack's story a little over an hour from now. Dom and I are trying to vouch for Brian Batko to be put in the Shaler Hall of Fame. There should be a sports media wing, and Brian should be in there. I have no idea of Brian's athletic exploits at the high school level. We could have gotten into that a little bit more with him, but we were very much up against a break. That's why we're starting this segment a little bit behind. So maybe the next chat with Brian, we will get into that with him. LSU won the College World Series for the second time in 3 years. They won with Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz a couple of years back. If you recall that, the Tigers swept the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. So they won the first two of the three-game set to raise the trophy again. I don't want to dive into the numbers of the series. No sort of box score viewing here. That's not why I brought it up. My question is just about the College World Series in general. I'm curious if going to Omaha for the College World Series is what people would consider a bucket list item in sports. Has anybody out there that's listening ever been there? Hit us up on the text line or give us a ring, 412-928-9370. You can also mention on the YouTube comments, which I'm surprised have not found a sponsor yet. That's got to be coming up soon. There has to be some sort of sponsor for the YouTube comments, because those get going pretty hot and heavy every single day. But I am wondering if the trip to Omaha is what most sports fans would put on their bucket list. I'm sure, yeah, if the school you went to got there. Like, Dom, I have no idea about Syracuse baseball. I don't think I've ever heard anything come from Syracuse baseball, so I'm sure it's not quite to the historic levels that basketball and even football have reached at times.
They do not have a baseball team.
Oh, they don't even have a team. How does Syracuse not have a baseball team?
I think I could be wrong.
Maybe that's why I've never heard of it then.
Yeah, that's why. I think it's because of the weather, to be honest. I think.
Because it just snows up until
I believe so.
May 31st.
Yeah, during the season, it would just be impossible to play a home game.
Okay, so if they did, and let's say this imaginary Syracuse team did have a baseball team and they made it to the College World Series, I feel like you and many other brethren in the sports media that come from Syracuse would feel inclined to go.
You know, honestly, it doesn't feel like it's a must-attend event. It's not on the level of a college football playoff or a March Madness. It's exciting to watch on TV, but I got to be honest, I would much rather go to the Little League World Series in person than go to the College World Series.
That's another question I had, because I've never gone to that as a fan. I've been out in Williamsport before. I was there like right on the heels of the Little League World Series back in like 2019 in one of my minor league baseball seasons. I don't know if I could do that over the College World Series. I get the appeal that the Little League World Series has, and it is cool seeing some of those kids, like some of the plays they do pull off are certainly impressive. By the way, somebody on the text line said Syracuse has baseball, so they could have, or Syracuse has softball, so they could have baseball. I mean, that's a fair point.
I know they don't have baseball. The reason why they don't have baseball, I was told it's because of the weather, but I mean, yeah, if they have softball, they have to. Hey, listen,
they're playing in the same weather, right?
I'm just telling you what I've been told. My sources up at school told me that's why they don't have baseball, but
I believe it doesn't make sense.
So that the texter is correct.
Somebody also said that the College World Series was a great event this year. I don't know if they or no, our buddy Jim in Omaha, so he's already out there. He said, unfortunately, Paul and Livy didn't stop by when LSU won the title. Another texter says the College Softball World Series would be more on a bucket list than baseball. I think I would just be inclined to go with baseball there, but we have seen, like, there was the pitcher from, I want to say, Texas A&M. That girl pitched, like, every single inning of the Aggies Softball World Series run or something crazy a couple of weeks ago. But the crowds in Omaha are massive, and I know that we see big crowds in Williamsport for the Little League World Series. I just think the caliber of play and the possibility, too, of seeing a guy right before he reaches the professional level of baseball would be pretty special. I know that we have seen plenty of Little League World Series players reach big heights. Like, you know, Cody Bellinger played in the Little League World Series. There are countless other names that played. Like, Jurickson Profar, I know, played for, he played in the Little League World Series. But imagine if you're there a couple of years ago and you get to see Paul Skeens pitch for LSU. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, but think when Monet Davis pitched in the Little League World Series. I mean, that was a huge, huge deal. Like, she became on the level of a national face for the sport for a while. So I think it's right there. Again, this is me personally, but I would much rather do the Little League World Series. I mean, the LSU pitcher from this past weekend, Cade Anderson, was spectacular. And watching him was great, but I don't know if that drives me to go to Omaha.
It's also easier for us, too, if we said, yeah, Little League World Series would be cool to pull off, because I think we also just naturally think to ourselves, a few-hour drive to Williamsport could be done very easily in a weekend, hell, even in a day, if you wanted to do that. Omaha, a little bit of a different story. So I do think going to both would be cool. I feel like my prime for enjoying the Little League World Series was way more of a thing when I was actually of that age. When I was watching it like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, I was way more into it because I'm thinking these kids are at or around my age.
Yeah, I agree. I still think it's cool, though. There's like a almost like a nostalgic feel to it, which I guess doesn't make sense. It's not like we played in it. But I don't know, watching, you know, Little League, and it's a very fun event, and the people sliding down the hill, and the chubby kid who said, I hit dingers.
Big Al.
Big Al. I love Big Al.
Big Al, I saw a video of him like last year. That my man thinned out.
Oh, yeah. Seriously?
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to stay looking like that forever. I mean, the guy was going to hit puberty and have a growth spurt, so that was good on his end. But he was still hitting dingers. It was a video of him hitting a home run like in high school.
Well, I mean, good for him, but I kind of like that he was a little, you know, a little bit bigger, and then he also became a sensation in the World Series.
I mean, trust me, I know that the big boys in the Little League World Series are always the ones that take the world by storm. Like, you put out a big kid, like a fat kid, and I mean, I was one of them. You put that kid out there for the world to see, and he does something cool, oh man, the place is going to love it. He will become like everybody's fan favorite. Big Al, perfect example.
I'll give you a take, and I want to word it carefully here, because if I don't, it's going to be taken wrong and then people will get mad. I would rather go to a good Little League World Series game than a bad MLB World Series game.
I don't think that's as awful. I mean, trust me, you've had plenty worse.
Good.
No, I don't think, I get what you're saying. And yeah, people will take it the wrong way because it's just how things go. But I mean, if you got to see like a classic Little League World Series game over just your run-of-the-mill MLB game, yeah, I'm picking that.
How about that? Not a crazy take. From me.
Not all of them, Dom, but we'll see what you have in store next, because we get a special Dom debrief, and I understand, and we'll get to this, that Pony gave you quite a hard time about the debrief experience last week. That's just a couple of minutes away. First Fan Twitter, you can follow us on there at 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Donnie Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. But since I'm in the host chair today, I'm not the man manning the debrief. That man is Dom DiTommaso, who has it. So, Dom, what do you got?
All right, Donnie, this is a very big honor. I'm very excited. Although, before we start the debrief, I have to do something that has never been done in debrief history. It's never been done before, but I got to do it. Because we're pausing the debrief because I need to launch an investigation. I need to launch an investigation real quick, Donnie. Because there was a pen that has been stolen from the producer's booth. And I'm very upset about this. And it's pausing the debrief because I tweeted about this pen a couple weeks ago. I said how much I love it. I use it all the time back here. And when Jack and I walked back here today, that pen was gone. And we need to get to the bottom of it.
So now it's funny you bring that up, because I'm using the pen that I used for the last couple of months, but the last like week or two before I went on vacation, there was a much nicer pen that I had at my disposal.
Right.
And I was using that one, but I would always bring it back and put it in one of the cups in the locker, and I noticed that that same pen is now gone. Now, this could have been something done by Pony. However, Pony's not here.
But Pony's not here.
Pony is a major pen thief. Major. I've had several pens or any other writing utensil that he would just take he would write with, and that he has like a horrible habit of like eating the pen.
Yeah.
You'll probably like, if you think back to him last week, he was probably eating whatever writing utensil he had.
Yeah.
So at that point, I want no part of it again. I mean, he'd like eat the cap. He would eat the side of it, whatever. It would just...
Well, what's upsetting, and we'll get to the debrief here in a second, but this is very important.
Was it missing on Saturday when you were in?
It was here on Saturday. And it's a very nice...
So not Campy Pony.
It's a very nice fan pen. It has the fan logo on it.
Right. I was using a similar one because there was a handful of them that I was using...
Yeah.
...the last couple of weeks before vacation.
Man, someone's stealing pens. And again, we'll get to the debrief now, but I just thought that was important to mention that we have a pen thief here at the station.
This is the new controversy for the week.
Yeah.
A pen thief.
All right.
Debrief.
Let's get to the debrief. Donnie, I have two things for you. Number one, I have a comparison I'd like to make, and I want to then throw it back to you and get your thoughts on this comparison.
Okay.
So there was big basketball news yesterday that Kevin Durant has been traded to the Houston Rockets. And I was thinking Kevin Durant shares a lot of similarities with a Pittsburgh football player, and that would be one Aaron Rodgers. They are both future Hall of Famers, former MVPs that are now on new teams, and everybody is saying that these two are washed and past their prime. And they wouldn't want them on their team. And I think both of these guys, Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers, have proven that's not the case. KD averaged 27-6-4 last year. Aaron Rodgers was top 10 in yards and touchdowns last year. And I think they're both going to prove everybody wrong. I think Aaron Rodgers will take the Steelers deep into the playoffs. And I think Kevin Durant will win the NBA Finals next year with the Rockets. Thoughts on the comp?
I mean... I don't pay like as close attention to the NBA, even though we talked about it earlier. I'm not following a team's 82-game season or whatever. I mean, Kevin Durant, still one of the more notable names in the sport, even though he has played a while. But I mean, he's a 15-time All-Star. He is one of the best players of a generation without debate. I mean, I don't even want to mention like the All-Star nod this year because the All-Star game in like every sport has just become a popularity contest, so that accolade doesn't hold the weight that it once did. I was unaware that he was completely written off by people, though.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, yeah, he's in his late 30s. He's 36. He surprisingly only has one MVP. I thought he had more than that because he's won the scoring title multiple times. He has been the finals MVP multiple times in the two championships that he won. But he is starting to turn into one of the best players you could probably use on an immaculate grid for the NBA. Because this will be, what, team...
five?
So here's where you have to... I mean, it was the same franchise. They just moved because it did start in Seattle. He played his first season... the final one with the Supersonics. Hard to believe that was almost 20 years ago at this point. It was over 15 years ago. Then it was Oklahoma City. Then it was Golden State. Then Brooklyn. Then Phoenix. And now with Houston. Here's the other thing. I kind of found it funny, and I know that the NBA trades are always a little bit funny. The return that was back to Phoenix for Kevin Durant. 5 second round picks. I cannot think of any NFL trade to even make a comparison to that. I mean, and I know that it's different because the draft in basketball is only two rounds, but the way that teams throw around picks in basketball is humorous to me. It always has been. Just because you'll see a trade and it's like, this guy just netted 7 unprotected first-round picks. And in no universe would we ever see a trade look like that in the NFL.
Just in the NBA. They're throwing picks around like it's going out of style.
They really are. Like, And Oklahoma City, oddly enough, they've shown a good reason why collecting those picks could really matter, because they had like 40 picks in the draft the last 5 years. I know I'm exaggerating, but that is very much how they were able to build up how good their team is now. And I still think they have plenty of picks to go forward with what they've already built in what was an NBA championship last night. Something that somehow Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden were not able to do while they played in Oklahoma City together. So you think that Durant's going to be the finals MVP next season, and I assume you think Aaron Rodgers will be the Super Bowl MVP.
Well, Kevin Durant is certainly going to win the finals next year. Aaron Rodgers, I'm not there yet, but I do think they'll win at least one playoff game next season. Absolutely. Donnie, let's get to the second thing here.
Okay.
While we have still have some time. So I know you're Donnie Chedrick right now, but in the fall you'll be Donnie Football. And I know you're the football guy around here. So I'm going to put your football knowledge to the test, sir. Can you name 12 quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowls?
I'll go for it.
Go ahead.
So just 12 quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowls.
Correct.
Tom Brady.
Yep.
Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Eli Manning.
Good pull.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
So what am I at? Five?
You're at five.
John Elway.
Sure. That's six.
Bob Greasy.
Wow. Donnie, excellent work. That's seven. That was the one of the two tough ones.
Bart Starr.
Bart Starr, that's eight. I need four more here. Multiple Super Bowls.
Quarterbacks with multiple Super Bowls. I don't know if this guy, I don't think he won. I'm trying to think if this guy won two or if he gets credited for two, because one of them, he was injured and his backup played.
Go ahead, say
it. I was going to say Phil Sims.
No, although that is another good pull, but he does not count.
Because Hostetler played.
You're missing.
And won.
You're missing some big ones here.
I'm going through some names of the 90s and 2000s here.
This is so exciting. I feel like Alex Trebek.
So I'm at eight right now?
Correct. I need four more. Quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowls.
And I assume they had to be the starting quarterback. Yeah. Like they couldn't have been guy that won one and then was a backup on another team.
I'll give you a little hint here. Two of these guys have won four.
Oh, Montana and Bradshaw.
Montana and Bradshaw, you're up to 10.
I don't know why they weren't like right behind Tom Brady for me.
Bum, bum.
Was there, I'm trying to think back to the very, very early days.
I'll give you another
hint. Was Len Dawson another one?
No, Len Dawson is not on the list. I'll give you another hint. Two of the three remaining were on the same team. Not at the same time, obviously, but same franchise. And they accounted for all of these franchises' five Super Bowls.
Oh, Aikman.
Aikman?
Yeah.
And then one
and
more
Roger
you pass.
Staubach.
Roger Staubach. The 13th one was Jim Plunkett.
I was thinking of either Plunkett or Kenny Stabler. Out of those guys. I don't know if Stabler ever won two.
You know, you did pretty well, Donnie. I'm going to give you that. That was a tough one. I didn't tell you we were doing that, and it's more difficult than you would think.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that for some reason I didn't immediately go to Bradshaw and Montana after naming Brady.
Well, you're probably thinking of guys that...
I immediately thought of guys for like from my childhood
right.
that won multiple times. But I got what? I got to like eight or nine of those without any sort of assistance. But see, I'm just going to think back to... Like, man, I actually needed a hint for two of the best Super Bowl winning quarterbacks in league history. That's all right. That was a fun one, Dom. I do appreciate it. So Kevin Durant, finals MVP next season. Put in the bet now. I wonder what that would go for.
I'm going to figure that out during the break.
I haven't checked any of those lines, but I bet that would go for a nice little find. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. Coming up, we get to some comments made by Ben Cherington yesterday on his radio show, including a...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.